You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Ready for the weekend.
Every line is jammed of people that want to prove Greg Bergman wrong.
Prove Bergman wrong.
Bergman hates you.
Yes.
We should make that a t-shirt.
Yeah, Bergman hates you. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson's here. Where do you want to start, Ireland? 2 o'clock all the day.
On line one is Chris Ward from the Green Cross, yes. And he may have an update about the potential Venice Mace strain. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing all right, fellas. How we doing today?
Everything is great, man.
Now, is this true? Are you about to make one of Mason's dreams come true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You should just rub me because you can call me the genie. We're about to get you guys down there to our facility, let you give you the tour of all the great cannabis we have down there, and we'll give you a R&D day so you can try everything, and then you can pick whatever strain you want, mate.
Wow.
You had me at R&D day.
Chris, that's very nice of
that
you.
That sounds great, man.
To a Mason, this is a career highlight. This is bigger than when you...
What I want to do is pair the flowers from Mace with a Sleepy Time edible for you, my friend. So
perfect.
We're going to have two products coming out.
Okay, perfect.
That's awesome, Chris.
Chris, that's great news. Thank you.
Yep, drop me an email. I want to see the grow facility and taste test some of this stuff.
I actually did that, Chris. I went down there and did the tour with Chris.
You?
You'll love it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Thank you,
Chris.
All right,
thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
Talk soon.
Can
I ask Pepe a question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Pepe, I'm getting something for you tonight at the game. Will you promise me, make this promise to me right now in front of everybody, that when I give it to you, when you're introduced, you will use it the way it is supposed to be used.
Pepe, I think you can actually, I've seen this, and I think you can actually say yes.
Promise me you'll do it.
No, because I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Come on, Pepe.
Pepe, where's your spirit?
Come on, Pepe.
Where's your spirit of adventure, Pepe?
I don't want to get in trouble with the Lakers. Man.
Well, no.
You will not.
Won't get you in trouble with the Lakers.
Matter of fact, this will make you more popular with certain fans.
Oh,
with certain fans.
No, but here's the thing. Michael, is it in your car?
No, it'll be delivered at the game at 6:30.
Because that's a blown opportunity. We should do it on the air.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what it is.
But he's giving Pepe a gift.
A gift.
And the problem is now he's going to give it to him, and there'll be no documented reaction.
We'll put it up. Somebody, I'll have it on
myself. We'll get the social media. Is it like social media and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll get.
People will love it.
Yeah, get the social media people on
it. You promise to use it when you're introduced.
Pepe, I will.
I don't know about you, Michael.
Okay.
You don't trust me because I'm black.
Pepe.
Oh, God.
I will predict.
I don't trust you because you're an idiot.
Since I'm the only one who knows what's going on, Pepe, I'm going to predict that you will use it
I trust
when you're
you
introduced.
More than I trust
you trust
Michael.
Yeah. Why? You know me more longer than him.
That's true.
Okay, I want to get to a couple other 2 o'clock calls of the day. Let's go to Jose in La Crescenta.
La Crescenta.
La Crescenta or La Crescenta?
La Crescenta. That's how you say it. I used to lose to them in basketball.
Jose, good afternoon.
Hi, Jose.
Good afternoon. Gentlemen, I respect you. I love you guys, but this is ridiculous, man. We got the number one NBA player on our team, and you're going to deny him 180 for 3 years? Like Michael said, Michael Thompson, big fan. Baby, I love you, man.
Thank
Check
you.
This shit out. Oh, I did it. My bad.
No worries. We got you, Jose.
Hey, yeah. This guy, like Michael said, the revenue that we make is what we make, okay? And if you deny him what he wants, he puts people in the seats. Regardless or not, whether we do it or not, we have a chance every time.
Okay,
he's
right.
With
but
us.
What Jose, let me ask you this.
He's a unicorn.
Okay.
He's a unicorn.
So, Jose, he's 39 years old. If he asked for 5 years, $60 million a year, $300 million, you'd give it to him?
My argument was the 3-180. That's what I'm calling for.
Right, but I'm just saying, you don't seem to think there's a limit. What's your limit?
The 3 years, 180. That's
yeah.
What
yeah.
I
3 years,
about.
180 was what we offered. Now, thanks for the call. Here's the thing: at some point, the Lakers have to start thinking about post LeBron.
They already are.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you've got to start thinking, what are we doing next? They're talking about those three first-round draft picks that they got a chance to trade this summer.
You build while you still haven't won a roster.
I think that Jose had a really good point.
Okay.
Because he agrees with me, and my name is also Jose.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's get one more in here. Let's go to... okay.
Pepe, does anyone call you Jose? Your parents call you Jose?
My parents are dead.
Right, but did they call you Jose?
If they call me Jose.
Pepe is a nickname.
So where did Pepe start?
When I started my career in...
Broadcasting. So when you worked at the airlines, everybody called you Jose?
Jose.
And is it true down at Starbucks downstairs, they call you Pepe?
Not downstairs.
Where?
In another...
Yeah,
another Starbucks.
And it only happened one time.
Okay. It only happened one time. Let me go to Tim in Venice. Tim, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Mace. We started developing your own line for a weed strain for you.
Really?
We have a dispensary on the west side. We do delivery.
Yep.
And I was telling them what your dream was yesterday in a meeting. So we're going ahead. We're going to develop it, but it takes like 3 weeks to get the labels because you got to get it.
Well, you're going to have multiple Venice Mace strains throughout the city.
It's going to be an indica, right?
You said hybrid, yeah?
Yeah, I usually go hybrid early, indica late. Hybrid early, indica late.
There are no limits on Mason.
I thought you stopped smoking and just chewing.
I am. I've just been chewing.
I'm glad this came up.
Okay.
So Michael and I spend 100 nights a year in hotels.
Yes.
In the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
These hotels, all of them, have started to smell like weed.
Okay.
Like you're walking down the hallway, and you can get a contact high in some of these places.
Well, I'm sure none of it is NBA players.
No, of course not. But why, if you're in a hotel room, if you're in a public space like that, why not just use edibles?
There's a different high between edibles and smoking. And vaping. There's like three ways to go.
Right.
There's a slightly different buzz on each one.
Is it that different?
Yes.
You get, for lack of a better term, higher if you smoke it rather than chew it?
No, I think you can get high any which way. Like the amount of gummy that you take, you're high.
Right, but I'm trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, you're going to sleep.
So I just take a bunch and pass out.
Here's what's amazing, Michael. John, if it's described the way it is, and you've said... John uses more cannabis than I do.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I take 20 milligrams a night.
Right. 20 milligrams a night is like a sleep bomb.
Yeah.
You can't fall asleep without getting high.
Well, I could, but I won't sleep very long.
Yeah.
I'll sleep about
It's a sleeping aid.
I'll sleep about 3 hours. If I take it, I'll sleep more
isn't
like
that what
six.
Killed Michael Jackson?
No.
Well, it did. He was taking... He had the same issue I have.
But he had like propofol and
like,
that crazy doctor.
Horse tranquilizers.
What is that called?
What is what called?
What do you have?
The problem that you have a sleep disorder.
Insomnia.
I mean, Tiger Woods doesn't sleep. Bill Clinton doesn't sleep. Kobe didn't sleep. Mm-hmm. There are a lot
Jordan
of people.
Didn't sleep.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
You know who sleeps?
Who?
Shohei. Shohei considers
Kareem
to be one of his important training aspects.
Shaq told me once that he asked Kareem to give him tips on how he could get his career to last long, and Kareem said, number one tip, learn how to sleep on planes.
Yeah,
which I've never been able to do.
Yep.
But yeah, I wish I could sleep.
Yeah.
Pepe, if I don't take anything, I would go to bed at like midnight and be wide awake at 3 a.m.
So have you talked to any doctor about it?
I've been to sleep clinics. I've read every sleep book. I finally just accepted it about 20 years ago.
Hypnosis, would that work?
Oh, yeah, hypnosis.
I'd be afraid
that's
what
good.
I would say.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not like... You're going to say it to the guy that is doing the hypnosis.
Yeah, but no, but Lisa would have to.
He's not
going to
trick you into sounding like a bird or something. That's not...
Well, it's interesting. When I
every time I say bird...
Yeah, during the broadcast. Larry Bird.
When I take Ambien, which I do maybe a couple times a month, if I go 2-3 days without sleeping, I'll take Ambien to catch up. Lisa says I talk nonstop and I don't remember any of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ambien does it. Last night, I wanted to tell you guys this. So last night, Juan's out of town. This rarely happens. He's in Vegas with his dad. And so I'm on my own, me and my three dogs. And last night, I had a total and complete breakdown. I ordered Popeyes. I had two spicy chicken sandwiches. Ooh. and fries. I ordered donuts. I had 4 donuts last night. It's like all of a sudden Juan leaves and my life just completely unravels.
It's all right if you cheat one day. Big deal.
I was a
lot.
Well,
that's not cheating. That is like being a pig.
As a matter of fact, it is, Pepe.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that again for a long time, right?
I hope not.
So, yeah,
Juan's gone again tonight. Who knows? Grubhub could be busy.
You're not going to see Wemby?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to see Wemby.
What? Wow. This is his first time in L.A.
Yeah, I want to see him up close on TV. All right, coming up next for you, let me see. Adele, KD, and J.J. Redick. 710 ESPN.
Oh, Mir Audio Video in Westwood has been serving L.A.'s sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Isaac and Roy and the team at Mir can offer you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades? Mir is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi? Got to be Mir. And plus, and this is the most important part, world-class customer service. You know when you call one of those big companies and they put you into phone jail? Not going to happen with Mir. You call Isaac or Roy, picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. Don't believe me? Try it right now. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mir Audio Video in Westwood.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is the Service Titan Shoot-Around. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson's here. Getting ready for Lakers versus San Antonio and Wemby tonight at Crypto.com Arena.
Michael, Mason saw the Bob Marley movie.
Ooh, what'd you think, Mason?
So good, man.
I bet it is.
But you were with these guys, and they didn't like it, right?
I think they were in the okay category.
It had a good message. I was talking about it with Brian just a second ago. I would have liked to have seen how he came up with these songs. Like, he's talking about three little birds each by my doorstep.
Right.
Is he talking about his kids? Like, what it was... Where
so you wanted explanations of his music.
Of his music, yeah. I would have liked to have seen him living in Jamaica, creating these songs and where they came from.
So this... Totally agree with you.
Best music biopic ever is probably Ray.
Yes.
I would say Ray. Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Bohemian Rhapsody was pretty
good. Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Yeah, I liked Rocket Man.
Yeah.
But Ray is better than all of them.
Rocket Man, I don't think it was to the level of Ray or the
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Or the Queen.
Oh, the Queen?
This one, I told you from the very beginning, it was...
You saw it. You saw
Pepe
the
was,
movie.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Michael will like it because he grew up listening to Marley.
Not enough music, and he never tells you exactly. I was just thinking that
they got holes in the story.
It's not about that. It's about what happened in 76 when Jamaica was on the edge of a civil war, and somehow he got the two sides to come together on a stage for a freedom concert. That was sort of the heart of the movie.
And it was miscast. I told you that.
This is the stupidest point.
No, it's not a stupid.
Oh, no, this is.
I know what you're going to say, and I disagree with you. Go ahead.
If they're going to do Michael's life, and they put Denzel Washington as Michael.
What, the guy didn't look like Bob?
Not at all, man.
He did look like Bob. He look like Bob.
Pepe doesn't think Bob was handsome, and so he thinks this guy is too handsome to play Bob.
Oh, Bob was a good-looking guy, man. Are you kidding? Bob Marley. You don't think he was a good-looking dude?
Look at the side-by-sides. It's great casting.
I'm not going to say it.
He's Pepe.
Okay. Heather in Palmdale's on the line. Heather, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy Friday, everybody.
You too.
Happy Friday, Heather. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in because I am just so ecstatic. My husband did the whole thing with the BB Go. He did the receipt and everything, and we found out this week that we won courtside seats, and we were going to be there. We're usually in the 300 row. So I've never experienced a game like this. I feel like I'm the 1% now, and oh. I am just so excited and so thankful. My husband's birthday is on the 11th, and I can't wait to experience and take it all in.
Heather,
waving to Pepe.
Yeah, first, and you'll be waving to Pepe. Pepe. Yeah. Heather, first of all, congratulations. Yeah. What she's talking about is that I'm so glad you called in. BB Go held a promotion for months where if you bought $10 worth of BB Go, took a picture of your receipt and sent it in, they gave away a bunch of prizes, and the grand prize was two courtside seats. And Heather, you are the winner. Wow. And you're going to go with your husband. Do you know yet what game you're going to?
Yes, it's going to be against the Nuggets on the 2nd.
Oh, my gosh.
What a game. Wow.
They give you finals rematch.
They give you a rematch of the Western Conference finals.
That's so amazing.
It's
congratulations.
Unbelievable.
You're going to get to see Jokic up close and personal. Wow. Good for you.
Yes. I'm so grateful. And thank you guys for your show. I listen to you every day. My husband listens to you every day. And you guys do a great job. And I'm just so happy, so grateful, and I'm just going to take it all in.
And Heather, you actually going to turn and wave to Pepe? Why?
Do it, Heather.
No,
wave
don't
to
listen.
Pepe.
And don't listen to Michael.
Heather, come up
to
Section 111 and say hi to us. You're going to be 20 rows better than Michael, Pepe, and I. That's how good those seats are.
Absolutely, we'll do it, John.
All right.
Okay.
By the way, the guys from BB Go will be ecstatic that you're this excited. They were looking forward to doing this giveaway for a long time. So thank you for calling in.
Heather, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's really cool.
Great game, too.
That is a great game, yeah. All right, so I want to ask you this. J.J. Redick was on his podcast.
Yeah.
And he had a complaint, and I think it is a fair complaint.
I have never, ever agreed more with J.J. Redick than what he says here.
Why can't we start anything on time in the NBA? Why can't we? I'm going to sound like an old person here. If it says 8 o'clock, I don't want it to tip off at 8:42. I've already told my kids they can watch the first quarter. It's a Sunday night. Guess what? They've stayed up late like four straight nights because nothing starts on time in the NBA. And it's driving me crazy. And I work for a broadcast partner. Can we please just start things on time in the NBA? It's out of control. It's absolutely out of control.
Wait a minute.
Pepe, is he not right?
Yes. Wait a minute. 7:30 tip tonight.
Tonight we'll start on time.
Right.
7:40, right?
But when we go last night, our game was supposed to tip at 7:02. But they wanted to have more time for TNT, for Ernie and Shaq and those guys, so they delayed the tip until 7:20.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's unfair to the people who are there in person. I mean, Michael and I are going to be there in Pepe, too, no matter what.
Right.
At whatever time the game starts, we're staying until it's over.
Right.
We're not like you.
Yeah.
But most fans are like Mason, and they don't have all day. J.J. Redick is right. I wish the NBA would just marry themselves to a start time and stick.
By the way, and this is just a life rule. You know, I go to a lot of concerts. Beyonce was an hour and 15 minutes late.
How about Madonna making people wait until 11 o'clock at
hours
night?
She waits.
That's very
disrespectful.
I agree. Totally.
Pepe, you go to a lot of concerts. You know this is a thing. I mean,
not as much as it used to be. Now it's getting better.
Oh, good.
If I go see a concert at 8 o'clock, I want to see the concert at 8 o'clock.
If you go to a baseball game and it says 7:37 start time,
ding,
exactly
ding,
at 7:37, first pitch is
that's
going.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
In baseball, they don't do slides.
Yeah.
In the NBA, they do slides. In the NFL, no slides.
No slides. The game
if
is
it
at
tips at 125, kicks at 125, it's kicking at 125. I understand that they want fans to be able to see the whole game, like the beginning of the next game, but it's unfair to the people in the building. If, for example, we play in Phoenix on Sunday, I get a timing sheet that I send to Greg and Michael Funches every time I get it. And I have to say, Greg gets, you're probably sick of these emails.
The slide? I make fun of the slide thing so much.
I sent him one today. It says, that game brought Michael on Sunday is supposed to tip at 12:40,
yep,
but because it's the second game of a network doubleheader. They can slide it as much as 15 minutes.
Yes, and he was supposed to start at 12:30.
No, right.
That's the only time it does it on nationally televised games.
For example, I don't go to a lot of games, but when I do go, it's never on a Tuesday or Thursday because I know that game is going to start late.
Yeah.
I want to go there when the game starts on time. Like that one game we had at 5:30, that was like the best game ever.
Well, and think about this.
Remember that game?
Mace, you know this better than any of us, although Michael grew up on East Coast time too.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, you know, the Lakers play a lot of these Saturday night 5:30 games.
Yeah.
That's an 8:30 tip in the East.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid and they don't tip that thing until 9.
Yeah, but it's Saturday. You can sleep in the next day.
No. But if you're a 5 or 6-year-old kid, your parents aren't letting you. You probably, Mace, didn't get to watch Monday Night Football as a kid.
I was allowed to stay awake when the Rams played. Yeah, otherwise, I had to go to bed.
Right. So I.
The Chargers. I also had an excuse to stay up and see the Chargers.
I understand they're trying to maximize ratings.
Yeah.
I know what this is about, and I know as much money as the broadcast partners pay, they want to get as much bang for their buck as they can get. But J.J. Redick is right.
Of all the things he could complain about, that's what he's complaining about?
Well, he's right.
Well, no, he has a whole podcast where he complains about stuff.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of it is Doc Rivers.
He calls it the old man and the three.
Yeah.
By the way, I disagree with him about Doc Rivers.
He complains about Doc Rivers a lot.
Doc Rivers is one of only 7 or 8 coaches that has a championship ring. I think Michael, if you were ranking all the NBA coaches, wouldn't Doc be in the top half rather than the bottom?
You're talking about 1 through 30?
1 through 30. I'd have him in my top 10. Maybe no more than 12 or 13.
Too many 3-to-1 blown leads.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Middle of the pack.
I agree with Michael. Thank you, Pepe. Come on, Ireland.
All right. So last night, did you see what happened with Kevin Durant last night?
Yes.
So KD was at I think he was in Dallas, right?
Yep, they lost.
And I watched the end of that game. But apparently near the beginning, there were two fans that were one row back from courtside. And they were yelling that Kevin Durant is a effing B. Okay?
Rhymes with which.
Correct.
During the
warm-up. And KD went over and talked to him.
Yeah.
And they had a brief exchange. It wasn't angry or anything like that. But he left and went back to warm-ups, and they started doing it again. And KD walked back over there and said, you know, and the security guys are, like, ready to take these people out. And KD said, no, let him stay. He was doing he was being a nice guy. Ultimately, though, why isn't it that as soon as you hear obscenities thrown at players, security guys don't say, you're out? Like one time, you're out.
Yeah.
They were talking about that yellow card thing. Yell effing B word one time, you get a yellow card. You're gone.
Were they using the F word?
They were using the B word and the F word.
Yeah.
If they were using the F word, I'd have zero problem with them getting thrown out because there's kids at that game.
I agree.
Isn't enough? The B word should be enough to get jacked game.
I think you warn them.
Yeah.
I think if somebody says it and Durant hears it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Durant made a mistake, and Michael, I'm curious what you think about this. I think if Durant made a mistake acknowledging the fan at all, I think if a fan's coming at you, they're trying to get you to react.
Yeah.
It's the old Tim Harris line. It's a pool.
But
if you're in the pool, stay in the pool. If you're outside the pool, don't go in the pool.
But stop yelling into the pool.
Right. And that includes that.
And why does a player have to do it? Why can't security say, well, I'm hearing B-word a lot. You're
Michael
gone.
And I are friends with all of the Lakers security guys, and they would. They would walk up to that guy and go, do we have a problem? And all these guys are LAPD martial arts trained, and if this fan says, yeah, we have a problem, that guy's an F&B.
That's a good point, though.
They'd run him out.
Why didn't the Sun security get him out of there?
Yeah, why didn't the Sun security say, all right, enough, you're gone. Guy even came over and talked to you, now you're still doing it.
It would be the the Sun security guys to travel with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good question. If you're yelling obscenities at an NBA game, well, this leads into, are we going to talk about the Adele thing?
Yes, let's talk about the Adele thing.
All right, so you want to do it now or you want to break?
Bergman. We'll do it next.
Sure. Okay, we'll do it next. The Adele thing is coming up next. Then we got What's Up, Fool. Don't forget 3:30, BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. Somebody's going to be in the fifth row for a Lakers game. Not in the first row like Heather, but in the fifth row, which is still really damn good.
And I got a poem for Doug Mann.
And a poem honor of the late, great Doug Mann. That's all coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, Service Titan Shoot Around. Michael's here, Pepe's here, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You didn't want to go see Adele? Too expensive?
$900? Ugh. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. Pepe is here. Michael Thompson is here. By the way, last night, Juan is in Vegas. He saw U2 at the Sphere. Last night, he saw the Darren Aronofsky movie. He said, load of crap.
Yeah, my friend Danny went and saw it, and he said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So don't see that one.
But Pepe went and saw U2 at the Sphere. You, Mason's seen it. I've seen it. We've really, really hyped it. And I'm worried that I may have overhyped it for you.
Not at all.
You lived up
fantastic.
To the hype.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think Amazing. It's the best concert experience I've ever seen.
It is the best experience because of the technology.
Yes.
The sound is amazing, yeah. Really.
And the light show is really the show, really even good. More than the band.
And U2 is always good, but yep. I seem better. U2 concert.
By the way, I thought.
Agree.
I agree. I saw the U2 concert at the Forum, which I saw twice, and then I saw him across the street. I thought all three of those shows
were
better.
There's so much to absorb, Pepe, that the band is almost the secondary thing. Mm-hmm. The Sphere is the primary thing.
And Bono does it really well. He doesn't want to be like the main thing. He goes along with the thing, and then you enjoy it. Bono. You don't know.
Bono.
You don't know.
You don't know Bono?
It's Bono, not Bono.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
And Bono. It is really,
he's a
really
mirror.
Good. You know, your point, John?
Bono is a mirror.
Good.
He's the mirror.
Pepe just trying to power right through
your point is this. Every time that I go to a concert, it's not going to be the same thing because of the technology.
Yeah. I think, Pepe, my reaction, I texted this to Mason that night or the next day.
Did he text you back?
No, never.
No, I'm not a big texter backer.
I think the days of standing on stage just playing music, playing instruments, and singing are over.
See, I disagree.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Because I think you got to have a video component to your show.
No, first of all, I went to a bunch of shows this year. There are video components now all over the place. Like Pink is flying through the air. I mean, all this stuff.
But nothing like this.
But, you know, the band is secondary to the light show. The band is secondary to the Sphere. And if you really want to see the band, I think it's probably better to see the band not at Sphere.
Fair enough. But the Sphere is so cool.
Oh, it'll blow your mind.
I mean, it's like whoever's playing, I would go. Now it's interesting that Juan is the second person that's now told me, don't go to the movie.
Yeah.
But I think we were all spoiled because we saw you too.
Yes, exactly.
You know? I'm going to give you an example of whatever you guys are talking about.
Okay? It's an okay.
Okay. Did you ever see Queen with Freddie Mercury?
No.
Just on TV, just on YouTube.
No, I mean.
Not in person,
I saw them three times.
Okay.
No laser beams, no screens, no nothing. You know who was the show? Freddie Mercury.
Okay,
sure.
So I'll give you a good example. I went and saw the Cars a couple of times. I used to like their music. They just stood on stage, played instruments, and sang. They
Rick Ocasek, not much of a dancer.
Yeah, you could never. They couldn't tour today.
Right.
There's just nothing.
But the music is really good.
Right.
It was the same with Creedence. Creedence, they didn't move around. They sang, but the songs were really good.
Right, right. All right. So, Adele, you found this story. This is a really interesting dilemma.
So, Adele told a story that she was at the NBA All-Star game with Rich Paul a couple of years ago. And you know how when we all work these games and famous people sit in the stands, they put the famous people on the Jumbotron.
Yep.
So this cameraman, excuse me, walked over to Adele and said, do you mind if I put you on the Jumbotron? And she said, I'd rather not, thanks. And he did it anyway. So when they put her up there on the scoreboard, she had this scowl on her face like, come on, man, I asked you not to, and now you're doing it.
Right.
So my question is this. Michael, if you're sitting courtside at an NBA game or in the stands at an NFL game, do you give up your right to privacy if they want to put you on the scoreboard? Because I think you do.
Of course, if you're there
and you're sitting courtside at a Laker game and they put you on the Jumbotron, plus, you got to roll with it.
What a friggin' diva.
Yeah,
seriously, you're sitting courtside.
To be seen. Right, exactly.
I agree. If you go there, a lot of people come to crypto to see the stars.
Right. Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why the Lakers don't completely darken the outside of the court.
Right.
You know, you can see everybody.
He should have never asked her to put her on.
Yeah, by the way,
I don't even think
you need to ask.
No, you don't.
You're courtside.
No, it must just respectfully asking.
Again, respect. Yes.
It is respect. Something that is hard for you to understand.
No, I understand respect.
Pepe, what's this question you had for us?
Okay. If you were, let's say somebody says, you know what, Michael, we're going to build a Mount Rushmore
Mason loves Mount Rushmore.
Wait. In your backyard, whomever you want.
Any figure in the world.
Historical figure. Okay. Sports.
Only sports figures. Okay. I love Mount Rushmore.
Okay, go ahead.
It would be Kobe Bryant, Sandy Koufax, Muhammad Ali, and Pelé.
That's very good. Michael, who's yours?
Well, it's tough to beat that, but mine are going to be Muhammad Ali. I never really thought about this. Who would be on my Mount Rushmore in my yard? Muhammad Ali for sure. Usain Bolt.
Oh, ahead of Jesse Owens.
Yeah. I love Jesse Owens, but
you
Usain
better
Bolt.
Put a tennis player up there.
Yeah, Roger Federer. And then my fourth one would probably be
Rick Fox, because he's good looking.
Oh, yes. Rick Fox. So I can go there and rub his face. Yes, Rick Fox. Good question.
Rick Fox. Yeah. Fox is on the Mount Rushmore.
All right.
Mount Rushmore.
Off the top of my head, Jackie Robinson.
Yes. I'm agreed on that, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Kobe.
Good one.
I'm agreed on that.
Nolan Ryan, who is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Nothing wrong with that. All-time strikeout leader.
He's good.
And... boy, the fourth one, there's so many qualified candidates.
He has to be a golfer because you love golf.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, although I don't know how I feel about Tiger anymore.
Why?
Well, I'm like you. You're like, you've given up on Tiger, right?
Well, he's great. It's because he's old and he can't play as well
exactly.
anymore.
I
didn't give
Michael,
up on him.
It's his turn. Don't disturb him.
Right. Well, no, I asked him.
Yeah. How do you not put Muhammad Ali in there? Muhammad Ali's got to be on there. Iconic.
Yeah, but he's more Michael's era and Pepe's era than mine. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Ali once.
Me too.
He was towards the end of his life, and he was a little. The dementia had started to set in, but he was. It was still a big honor.
Yeah,
no magic for you
to interview him. Magic is one of the. I'm thinking Kareem over Magic just because Kareem's a UCLA guy.
Okay,
but I already have Jackie Robinson, and he's a UCLA guy.
And
so
then
that's
you have Kobe.
Head.
You already have a basketball player,
right? Mm. So I'm thinking, should I put a football player up there? If I put a football player up there,
Matthew Stafford,
Kenny Stabler.
I'm putting Matthew Stafford on my
mind.
Won us a Super Bowl.
No, it would be Ted Hendricks, the Mad Stork.
There you go, the Mad Stork.
Mace, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go Muhammad Ali. I'm going to go Kobe. Mm. I'm going to go, let's see, iconic. Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
And let's see, and Matthew Stafford.
Pepe, I'm surprised. I'm shocked. You didn't put Pelé on your Mount Rushmore?
I did.
You
weren't paying attention as usual.
Michael, you're a mirror. All right, coming up next for you. What's up, fool? This is Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring, it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position. Who has 11 weeks? You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening now, I got some advice for you. Stop waiting. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. There's my buddy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says they don't leave anything to chance. Here's how quick they can find you a candidate. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So try this at that website, and you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so this question I kind of want Michael's opinion the most on here. Because you love space, right?
What's that?
You love space.
Oh, yes. I love it. I'm a space addict.
Yes, you are. So apparently yesterday I saw from Roz Alerts.
Head is filled with it.
Okay, Pepe. All right, so on Roz Alerts on Twitter, I don't know what that is, but they said that, breaking, Odysseus has become the first U.S. spacecraft after it successfully landed on the moon, marking the first time such mission has happened since 1972. Why has it taken since 1972 for us to land on the moon in any capacity?
Funding. The government doesn't want to fund moon missions anymore because it's so expensive. So basically, you have to go to the private funding class to do it. So because it's not NASA anymore that's doing this stuff.
So is this a big deal?
I mean, sure. Anytime you land a craft on another planet or another moon, it's a big deal. So they went up there to see if there's any water on the south pole of the moon. Why? I don't know. You can't live on the moon because of radiation. There's obviously no oxygen. So anybody who goes up there and wants to live on a moon mission is risking radiation poisoning. It's going to kill you in days. So I don't even know why they want to.
But you know
why?
We are going back. There's some
why?
Sort of.
Why? For what? What's the point?
I don't know. We've been there, done that, right? I completely agree with you.
You can't live there. It's too much radiation.
Every time we do it, we learn a bunch of new stuff. Like the MRI was invented because we went to the moon.
Space
that was
technology.
Part of the process.
Right.
So there are benefits, but now I think it's more a private enterprise.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you've got Bezos and Musk and all those guys are sending things into the...
And then you think they're looking for something that they haven't found?
Like what? On the moon?
I don't know.
Like some kind of biological creature?
I don't know. No, I mean, not creature, something that can help humanity.
Well, maybe three. The space program has helped medical science. Yes, it does do that. But you can't live on the moon. It's too much radiation.
Oh, no, of course not.
It's crazy, but it's still cool that they do that.
No, it is cool. Yeah. I think the Japanese also landed something there recently.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Michael knows everything, right? You know your space.
Oh, man, space. I have space assets.
You're like our in-house Carl Sagan.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Something happened.
According to Ian Rappaport, the Rams and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson have agreed to terms on a one-year deal worth $5 million. He stays
really, really valuable player down the stretch last year and into the playoffs as a number three receiver for them. You've got Nacua, you've got Kupp, and then you've got DeMarcus Robinson, who they picked up last year and was really, really impactful down the stretch. That's a great signing. I'm glad they're bringing him back.
Great signing.
Will it take him to the Super Bowl?
What's up, Phil?
Yes, it will.
I like that.
All right, guys, speaking of the Rams and Puka Nacua, he was asked recently on social media if he could be any fictional character in the world, who would he swap places with? And he said SpongeBob. You know, probably fits his character. Hawaiian kind of guy, you know, under the sea, happy-go-lucky.
Right, right.
If I choose myself, I'd probably go with Shaggy, you know, best friends with the dog.
What? Yeah, nice.
Loves food,
nice.
Loves all the things
so
I love.
You can become a cartoon character.
Any fictional character.
Any fictional character.
Who would you choose?
I want to be the Flash. I want to be able to run 100 miles an hour.
That's a good Flash. One. Why wouldn't anybody pick Superman? He could do everything.
Well, you
he can beat the Flash.
No, kryptonite. You pick Superman.
Yeah, but he has a weakness.
His weakness.
There's no kryptonite on Earth.
Well, somebody would find some.
you want to be Superman?
Lex Luthor is the greatest criminal mind of his time. He would find kryptonite.
But you could fly. You could run as fast as the Flash. You can fend off bullets.
I would like to be the Invisible Man.
Oh, you creep. Oh.
Who's the first person you would eavesdrop on?
Yeah, Pepe, what do you do, go to somebody's locker room?
Sneaking around.
I mean, you kind of are around. When you're waving at the Laker games, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
There you go.
You are the Invisible Man. At the Laker games, nobody sees you.
Oh, Greg Bergman.
That's right.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah.
I love you, Pepe.
I'm not going to be a cartoon character. I would be Don Draper from Mad Men. I just think that guy had
That's
it going on.
That's not the
on.
Question.
Yeah, sure, fictional character.
Any fictional character.
What fictional character? I would be Don Draper from Mad Men.
So, Pepe, what would you use your invisibility for?
Oh, a lot of things.
You'd never have to pay for another concert.
You just
walk right in.
I can take
Would
away.
Would you eavesdrop on people's conversation?
No, I can take away the Tostitos from you.
Ah,
that's
right.
True. You wouldn't even know what happened.
Exactly. They'd just be floating away.
There
you go. Pepe.
What's up, fool?
Pepe the pervert.
All right, change the subject here. There's a story going around social media that Norwegians use the word Texas as slang in terms of crazy or wild. So it got me thinking, if they would use the term California as slang, what do you think that would mean?
That's a good question.
California
as slang.
It's like that skit on SNL where they all talk about the freeways.
The Californians.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Californians. I took the 101 to the 10.
Used for getting high. Hey, man, I got California last night.
Well, hippie came up in my mind. That's what I was thinking.
Hippie
of.
Is actually a pretty good call.
Yeah.
Lefty is pretty good. I mean, if you wanted to go to politics, I believe the state is still a little bit to the... Yep. It leans left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's deep fully blue. Fully left, but full... Yeah, I would say hippie is a good way to describe it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way I think about it. I mean, that's why, you know, Venice is... When you say you live in Venice, it says everything about you, everything you need to know. And so I think California probably falls into that same category.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, Timothée Chalamet was recently asked his fashion icon. You know, he's been in all these movies and all the magazines now as one of these hot men kind of a deal. He said his fashion icon was Kenny the Jet Smith. And part of the reason was the suits with the shoe game, wearing basketball shoes with your suit. So it's kind of a two-part question here. Do you guys, you know, you're all in the NBA kind of thing. That's acceptable, right? That's a very common thing to do.
That's all I wear now is sneakers with suits. So it's I mean, everybody's doing. I don't wear dress shoes anymore at all.
I don't either.
Did that start happening after the pandemic?
The first person that I saw doing this is Michael Roth.
Oh, Michael Roth has always worn tennis shoes.
Yeah, he's been for a while because he's always walking around a lot.
That's been his game, yeah.
So he was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
It was like Michael wearing a mask. He was the first one.
You know, well, the Purell.
You still have the mask?
Oh, no. I still
on you.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, that's the one thing that people will say. Like, Shadano will give me crap because I am dressing better, but my shoe game is not very good. I don't really have a good shoe game.
All right. Well, that's easy to fix.
Yeah, easy to fix.
Pepe will hook you up. Hook him up, Pep.
Yeah.
You guys wear the same size, don't you?
I don't know the answer to that.
Pepe, what size you wear?
9.5.
I could squeeze in there.
Two-parter here.
Yes.
You guys have any other, like, icons, fashion icons, you know, that you're modeling your style off of kind of a deal?
Stu Lance.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs.
Michael's fashion icon is Steve Jobs.
Is Steve wore the same thing every day.
No, that's right.
Michael's is Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
You are. Dated.
What year are you from?
Mr. Bojangles, come on.
Have you been?
How did he dress?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't he wear a derby?
If it's not happening yesterday, you guys disqualify everything.
Yeah, but then you're going back to like the 30s. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bojangles, everybody knows who Mr. Bojangles is.
Yeah, but what did he wear?
Nobody remembers.
No. You should wear these shoes.
Oh, those are good shoes. I like those. I like those, Pepe.
There you go.
Those are good.
Mr. Bojangles.
What's up, fool?
I guess so. Joker now has scored a triple-double against every NBA team besides, obviously, the Nuggets. It got me thinking, is the appreciation of the triple-double kind of diminishing now? Is it not as big of a thing as it was back in the day?
I don't know if it's not as big, but it's not as tied to winning as it used to be. Like, Russ, the year Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double, I think OKC was, like, a fourth-place
team. And isn't it shocking that LeBron hasn't done the same thing with every team? Because he's played for every team. He could have done it against Cleveland, could have done it against Miami, could have done it against the Lakers. I'm shocked he hasn't done it.
Triple-doubles have become common, though. Right? What percentage of games have a triple-double now?
I would say probably 15.
You think only 15? Some reason, I would have thought higher. I thought a quarter of games have a triple-double.
I don't think that they're so common now. I think they're harder to get, really, because the harder thing is the assist. Because you can give a pass to a guy that is under the basket if they don't make it.
Although you can do it like Wemby does, just 10 blocks.
That's right.
Oh, that is a triple-double. That is a real triple-double.
Or 10 steals.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Will
exactly.
Chamberlain that had
26 blocks.
No, he had... not a triple.
A quintuple.
A five tuple.
They weren't counting.
They weren't keeping it back.
They weren't keeping.
So wait a minute. Did rebound. He had double digits and everything?
No. Yeah. Well,
that's what they said. That's the rumor.
Block steals.
It was four or five?
It was
five.
Four. No, it's four.
Four of the five?
Yeah, it had to be five, Ireland, because four has been done several times.
No, it's not. Four has not been done since David Robinson in your era.
Johnny Moore did it.
He didn't have. He had 10 blocks.
No, he has steals to go with him. He did quadruple.
He had 10 blocks. 10.
No, it's 10 steals, assists, points, and rebounds.
Yeah, I know that. When David Robinson did it, he did it with blocks.
Yeah. Blocks.
He did it points, assists, but rebounds,
Will,
blocks.
With five categories. I think Will could have done it.
I think Will did it also
points,
with
rebounds,
steals.
Assists, steals, and blocks. I bet you Will probably did it.
Yeah, I think he did it.
It's like, you know, Deacon Jones claims he would always be the all-time sack leader if they would have kept sacks.
Yeah, 26, I think. I think he had 26 in 1 year. Somebody actually went back and tracked him, some historian.
Oh, did they? Yep, went back and looked at all the film?
They credited him with 26.
All right.
But back then, they didn't keep sacks.
Coming up next for you, Don't forget, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. We're a half hour away for your chance to win a pair of tickets in the fifth row for Lakers OKC. Something we have said on today's show is going to be on the quiz. So hopefully you're taking notes and you're ready to go and listen to all week long.
I don't think it'll be as good as my old man Donald poem, but I got a poem in honor of and memory of Doug Mann.
Very nice. We've
Stat
got that.
Man extraordinaire.
Excellent. That's coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, Service Titan Shootaround. Michael's here. Pepe's here. Lakers tonight at Crypto versus Wemby, 7:10 ESPN.